In every era, Allah Azza wa Jal chooses some of his special bondmen for upholding the true honor of Islam and for the victory and success of Islam. The great mujahid of Islam, the true devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, Khadim al-Haramain al-Sharifain, Abu Muzaffar Sultan, Salahuddin, Yusuf bin Najmuddin, Ayyubi rahimahullah ta'ala is one of them. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah ta'ala was born in 532 al-Hijri in modern day Iraq. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would recite the Holy Quran abundantly. And when he would listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran, his tears would flow from his eyes. For the appointment of an imam, he rahimahullah ta'ala set the condition that the imam should be pious and abstinent and have knowledge of the Holy Quran. Once he was passing by a child, he was reciting the Holy Quran in front of his father in a very excellent manner. He, in their honor, made a piece of land waqf for them so that they could live by cultivating that land. Subhanallah. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah ta'ala had a great love for knowledge and respect for Islamic scholars. He rahimahullah ta'ala would humble to Islamic scholars and have their company. He would attend the gatherings of mutual conversation of Islamic scholars about complicated rulings of the Sharia. And thereby he would learn the Islamic rulings. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah ta'ala spent his blessed life serving Islam and Muslims. He guarded the Haramain al-Sharifain, establishing madaris and khankas. He rahimahullah ta'ala also made a separate land waqf for each madrasa so that the system of the madaris could run in an excellent way by the produce of the land. Similarly, he rahimahullah ta'ala had many khankas established for the spiritual education, for the tarbiyah of the people. He rahimahullah ta'ala also had hospitals built for the physical health care of the people. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah ta'ala is that man who had his great desire for spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. He would especially help the Muslims greatly who would be part of the army in the jihad. He rahimahullah ta'ala would give a nice horse along with many other things to the soldiers whose horse would be either killed or injured. He rahimahullah ta'ala would not save anything for himself, which is why zakat had not even become fard for him until the end of his life. Sometimes he would not even have his own horse for battle and he would have to borrow a horse from someone else. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah ta'ala, he made things easier for the Hujjaji Kiram. And one of his greatest victories is the conquest of Al-Baytul Maqdis, where anti-Islamic elements massacred more than 70,000 Muslims in 492 Al-Hijri for occupying Baytul Maqdis and then continued to occupy it. Sultan Nuruddin Zengi rahimahullah ta'ala intended to liberate Al-Baytul Maqdis and made many efforts, but he rahimahullah ta'ala passed away in the year 569 Al-Hijri. He trained Sultan Salahuddin, who fulfilled his aim in 583 Al-Hijri. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah ta'ala did not get back Baytul Maqdis by carrying out the massacre like the non-Muslims did. But what did he do? He got it back by making a reconciliation with the non-Muslims. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah ta'ala, he passed away whilst listening to the Holy Quran being recited in the month of Safar al-Muzaffar on the 27th in 589 al-Hijri. It is stated by Allama Abdul Rahman Jalaluddin al-Suyuti rahimahullah ta'ala that Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi is the greatest king. Amongst the Islamic kings, no one is like him, neither before him nor after him. May Allah enable us to benefit from these lives of the pious, and may Allah enable us to follow their ways.